Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight, today, morning, noon, night, wherever you might be, we're going to talk about a bunch of different things. I was thinking today, you know, with all the bullshit that the government has put out there, the biggest scam going on right now is the government of Canada suspending the elections in Canada. All in the name of safety. Wow. Amazes me. They can have parliament via, you know, video conferencing or whatever. And I am sure, if they wanted an election to happen, they would have made it happen. You wouldn't have needed anything but maybe a home computer. And he would put up a ballot box and everybody would have voted. But I will say this, if that happened, well, we wouldn't have an election anyway. It would be just another flawed, corrupt, as usual, you know, decided by banks, corporations, Committee of 300, the Club of Rome, whoever's, you know, wants to put whoever in, would decide for the Canadian public who the Prime Minister, Premier, Mayor, whatever, is going to be in your respective community. It's the way it is. Same in America. I can't believe anybody today actually believes that their vote actually counts. I really have a hard time fathoming why anybody would believe this. This last election in America and this last election here in Canada is indicative that the elections are all tampered. China can change the election and the results of the election in America. You know, all you got to do is buy out the politicians, buy out the people that count the votes, buy whatever you got to buy. If you got the money, you got the honey. That's the way it goes. It's always been that way. So, when we're looking at, you know, what's going on, what's happening, it's a hilarious joke. Our systems in the West have become so corrupt, so contentious, I don't even know why anybody has any faith in any of these leaders. I think they're all full of shit. They're all garbage. They're nothing but scam man, flim-flam man. They're nothing but whores on a street corner waiting to be paid for their services. That's all they are. That's all they are. Some of you might think that this president or that prime minister or this MP or that congressman or whatever it is you're delegating, you got some good people. Everybody plays a role. Everybody plays their part in performing on the stage. Always remember that, and you'll never feel deluded. You will never feel disappointed, because you will know that everything that's being done is not being done for the general well-being of the population. You know what is the biggest oxymoron here? The biggest oxymoron in the Western democracy today is that we are actually voting for the jackass that's going to fuck us over. That's about as straight salt of the earth as you can get. We are putting the people in power that's going to do us in. And if you think I'm too cynical here, too critical about this, let's take a look at the last year and a half, shall we? Let's take a hard look at the last year and a half. Our ministers, our representatives, our leaders, our great prime minister, our parliament have done sweet fuck all for our well-being and protection. Nothing. They've not allowed real science to come out and indicate and direct correctly the right procedures for the situation we're in today. They have done the complete opposite. I was listening to Fauci today bullshit his way out of another questioning period, where I guess a congressman was asking him to show him the evidence, and this guy was ratting and raving about variants. It's incredible to me that this guy has not been arrested and flogged. But that'll never happen. Never happen. Why? You know why it won't happen? Because the general population are easily persuaded to believe whatever bullshit the media puts out there. And if they make a politician a star, a celebrity, a movie Hollywood figure, everybody will bow down and kiss their ass every which way but loose. That's the way it is. That's how the media portrays these evil bastards. It's the way it is. And you look in the last year how from the word get go, Trudeau said that they would use this situation to bring on the new world order, the new global changes that they needed to wait. This was the opportunity they were waiting for to bring all this into fruition. Right off the bat, he's telling you, guess what, people? We are about to screw you in ways you couldn't think was possible. We are pros of screwing, and we are going to screw you every which way but loose. That's what he was saying in that statement. And we are still in this ideology that we have a democracy today. Really? A democracy? I question that very, very strongly. Even when I was growing up and we were going through the transitions from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s, I even recognized back then, I was at the time growing up in the United States and then later on I came to Canada. The situation in the U.S. was just bleak. It was going from shit to shittier. And then when I came here, I saw the parliament in action. I thought I was so fascinated by it that Canadians could actually see their government in action. And I thought, wow, I can watch this government, you know, do whatever. And I used to get entertained by the entertainment factor of what was going on in parliament because nothing was ever gotten done. Question and answer period was a joke. I remember at the time Crosby and Trudeau and a bunch of them, and they would get into it, boy, and they would get into a big old argument and WB and new Bob, and I thought this was cool. But nothing ever got done. Nothing ever got done. And the agenda kept on moving in a direction that they kept on going. They divided Canada, they separated Quebec. Now we got the rest of Canada separated from each other. You can't go into New Brunswick. You can't go into Nova Scotia. You can't go into PEI. You can't go into Newfoundland. I don't know if you can go into Quebec. And if you're coming from outside of Ontario, coming from the west, unless you live in this province, you can't come in here either. Imagine that. This is a democratic country. Wow. Look at what our great, wonderful leaders have done. They have fragmented this country. They have created such a dispersion in this country, all hiding behind a fakery. And what is more astounding than ever on this is that the general population have not been able to see through all this. They've been deceived and manipulated to believe in a boogeyman that doesn't exist. And while this is going on, the government of Canada has now suspended elections. This is the beginning of the end of democracy in this country. We have had worse outbreaks of whatever infectious diseases that were running wild in the past. And not once was an election ever shut down. Not once. We had coronavirus back in 1963, said this many a time. And we got infected with coronavirus in 1963. We had some people die. Not a lot, but some. And we didn't wear a diaper on our face. No, we didn't put no diaper on. You know, we didn't wear two diapers. We didn't wear four diapers. We didn't wear 10 diapers. We didn't have nothing. Zero. We didn't have to get an injection or a implantation put inside of our body so that some kind of magnetic protein that is being attached to our system that would allow us to track magnets. I got a thing on here where a woman had her daughter got a vaccine and her younger daughter hung around with the older daughter and something jumped. And now the child can have magnets sticking to her. Now I gotta say, it is a little hokey. what they're showing. But the point they're getting across here is the jumping. But our great and wonderful leaders, in all their infinite wisdom, have allowed injectables that have not been approved to be injected into the general population. I just looked at a chart right now. Do you know we have over 27 million Canadians vaccinated? That's 2/3 of the country. Wow. 2/3. That makes me all warm and fuzzy on the inside. I suggest you get an ionizer and keep wearing it. And to protect your homes. I've been getting a lot of emails lately. Say, you know, one guy was asking me about dating. I kept thinking, really? You want that headache? But anyway, I understand human nature being what it is. And I know that the, you know, the pheromones rise and the mojo rises and the temperatures rise. Everything gets going. I get that. You know, I do. You know, I'm not, I understand how our bodies work. I understand how biochemistry works. I understand the concept of, you know, get your motor running. And, you know, but, how are you going to do that? I got people contacting me now saying, my whole family has been vaccinated. And, you know, what am I going to do? Well, you got two choices. Either you go or you don't. And if you go, you better be protected. And you better hope the protection will hold out. Yet we don't know anything about this operating system that they have now released, because it's not one operating system, it's four. Watch, was talking about some South African variant that arose. That South African variant arose because the South Africans were stupid enough to take those vaccines and those injectables. You know, all this RNA is an operating system. That's what also astounds me, how nobody is understanding that the RNA in these injectables is the actual operating system, and the mRNA is what delivers that operating system by connecting the protein to the body so that it can access the helix. You know, and they're talking about how it goes through the body, goes through the brain, goes through here, goes through there. That's all the nano delivery. This is what astounds me. And the idea, I mean, if you think of a computer, right? And a computer has an operating system, okay? Whether the operating system is a C++ or whatever you use it, but that's the core operating system of a computer has syntax that when you turn the computer on, it reads that syntax and then performs the functions that were that was written in code for that computer to follow. In other words, power goes on, it boots up the programs, it boots up the screen, it boots up the wallpaper, it then engages in initiating into the internet, and whatever else you've got this, your system able to do. Now, the moment I insert a new line in the syntax into the operating system or into the boot up program, or to whatever program I'm operating, the moment I add a functionality or a code to that code that's already there, I now have altered the program. Okay, you following me? But now, let's say I have four programs, and I put them in a sequence where they're all together. And each program is now able to be connected to the other program through the variants of the proteins that are there. Now when I add that code or codes or unified codes into the syntax, now I have completely rewrote the operation. Now the operation will go to do whatever that operating system or that program or programs, or like I said, or a new program that gets formed from interconnecting with each other to change the direction or the operation of the computer. That's what that will do, and that's what it does to the DNA, and that's what it's going to do to the DNA. We are going to be in for a world of hurt here. These politicians are entertaining us with their bullshit, their investigations in Wuhan. Oh, Wuhan. We got to go back to Wuhan because the boogeyman might still be there. Ooh, he's coming for you. Got to go get him. Yeah, Wuhan. Why wasn't this done at the beginning? Why are they talking about it now? Because it's a distraction. They know their elections are ready to pop up, and now the states had their elections, and we can see how their selections, I should call it, not their elections, their selections, are now in place to further cause mayhem to the American people. We have the same shit in Canada. They were not voted in. You did not vote in the people you think you did. These are selections, not elections. And the fact that these people that are in the system can now create the dynamic of shutting down the elections. And then today in Ontario, oh my gosh, Ontario, what a shithole. They have decided, the people that are in Queen's Park have given themselves the power to now further extend the emergency time frame we're in, this new emergency. We're still under the Emergency Act, blah, 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 and it will be going on to December. When in fuck's name is Ontario going to wake the fuck up? When? They have been playing us like an organ grinder with a monkey on a chain. They crank the music, and the monkey runs around with his little cup, you know, looking really all cute, so you can throw him a little nickel or a dime or a dollar or a loony or a toony. That's what they're doing to us. When are we going to wake up and understand that we have no longer, the government is no longer serving the general population? When? Look at every mayor in the city, all the cities throughout Ontario, from Windsor to Blenheim to Chatham, Ridgetown, London, Port Stanley, Sarnia, all the way up to Toronto and beyond. Kingston, Thunder Bay, Barrie, Ontario, you know, every one of these effing mayors, everyone, you know, they're all in place. And none of them are representing the general population. None of them. None of the parliament MPs are representing the population. There's three MPs. Was that 171? Three MPs that voted against that. Three MPs that actually stood up for the general population. Three. Where are the other members of parliament that are not, have not walked across the stage? Why haven't they? You know, when is Canada going to wake up and quit being the little monkey on the chain while the organ grinder plays the music and the monkey walks around, tips his hat, does all this bullshit? You know, is that it plays the tune? You know, dances to the tune, so that you can look cute and, you know, be distracted. That's what they are. They're the organ player. It's unreal what we're seeing here. And you know, and I knew this was going to happen. They have been effing with us since day one. Remember the 2-week curve? 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You have selected, not elected. 2 weeks. The curve is going to be 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Whoa. This is the longest effing 2 weeks I have ever seen. Ever seen. You know, we are in this, we're moving. Boy, we're moving fast. And I'll tell you one thing here too. In Canada here, this is going on. I made a connection or correlation, I should say, between Ontario and BC. Pretty much we're at about the same pace, screwing the general population, because the selected leaders, not the elected leaders, but the selected leaders have decided that they are just going to shit on the general population. Well, right now we're just getting dumped on. Now, Alberta and Quebec, they're getting diarrhea. Oh, they're just getting blasted with bullshit. This is what's going on. And they are one or two steps ahead of the rest of Ontario and BC. But we'll get caught up now. Oh, we're going to get caught up with Alberta. We're going to get caught up with Quebec. You know, we're going to get caught up. You know, we can't let them get ahead. We can't make any real changes that are going to make, that are going to promote a real reality in this province. Like I stated before, why didn't they do what Florida did? Why did we not do what Florida did? Because the selected leaders have to toe the line. They have to follow their orders from headquarters. You know, the Fourth Reich is on the rise, and it's already being enacted right in front of our eyes. We are repeating 1920. Mark my words, right to the T. And in the end, 1920, Spahr's report ends at 2029. Okay, 2029, it ends. What's going to happen in 2030? Are we going to be in another war? Are we going to be in a global war? Is Ukraine going to activate the war like everyone's predicting? You know, and is there going to be a Canada and the United States by that time? And if they are there, what role, if any, will they be playing? Because by the time we get there, we ain't going to have enough money to tie our shoe if it was Velcro. They will have stolen everything. This is, like I said, just unbelievable. I looked up the VeriChip. I wanted to, because there was some guy that got an injection, and he was saying that the AstraZeneca had a chip in him, blah, blah, blah. And I was trying to find it, didn't find it. I was trying to find the doctor who invented the VeriChip because he was the first one that ever actually put the implant in his arm. And this was back in the 70s, I believe, 70s or 80s. Anyway, what happened was they had programmed that chip so when he walked through the doors would open, the computers would kick on, the lights would go on, the coffee maker would go on, and his messages would play on his answering machine. So the technology was already here. The difference between the technology that was then and today is today they can now make these chips on a nano scale so they can put that inside you and something like that could actually happen. The magnets sticking to people, that would be the magnetic protein that we talked about about a week ago on the show. But if the technology inside of people is being powered up by the body's bioelectric systems, it could possibly create a generate an electromagnetic field around a person, which would allow a magnet to stick if it was going on the right polarity. So we have some things going on, and this is not new. It's just now. Now, instead of being one person in a lab, now we have 2/3 of Canada injected. Wow. Doesn't that make you warm and fuzzy on the inside? 2/3? Imagine that. If 3 people are outside in the grocery aisle, 2 of those 3 have been injected. Man, going to make life interesting. And then people ask me, what are we going to do about dating? You better find someone that A is awake, very awake, and B it hasn't been injected, and C isn't going to get injected, and it's going to stay awake. Because if you date the normal status quo person who is part of the matrix, all you're ever going to work for is shopping. Shopping. You're going shopping today. You're just going shopping. You know, you worked all week just to go shopping. You worked all week just to pay the bills. You worked all week, blah, blah, blah. Because that's all that life gets you, is a matrix mind screw. That's what it is. You think you're doing whatever. So if you're going to be dating or thinking about going on a date with anybody, the first thing you might want to get is a blood analysis to make sure the person you're with. See, before we were doing this, before you got married, you got a blood analysis to go see if you had syphilis. That used to be the way they did it back in the day. You went and got checked out to make sure you didn't have any STDs. So if you didn't have an STD and your wife didn't have an STD or your husband didn't have an STD at the time, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Okay. Well, then you got married and you knew you were safe. You knew you could now have sex, be safe, make babies, and you know, be in debt the rest of your life. This we all knew. This is because that's what happens. So now the criteria is going to be, what, did you get a shot? I got friends of mine that, you know, they get around some of their friends. And their friends say, oh, I just went and got my vaccine. So, nice knowing you. And they leave. And I don't know. You know what? And this is the other thing I don't get. I don't get this either. We've had vaccine services. I can remember being a kid. Even in the 50s, we had vaccines. You know, we were getting one shot a year for whatever they were trying to poison us with. At least they did it mercifully. They just gave us one a year, not 25 at one time. Oh, 25 today. You know, the child has 4 eyes and 12 ears and 20 toes. And you say, but what happened? It was a normal child yesterday. Well, we gave him the shot. Actually, we gave him 25 at one time. Welcome to Canada, eh? We'll mutate you. Come on down. Interesting, eh? I mean, it's all a matter of perspective here. Selected, not elected. You remember that. Keep that in mind. Selected, not elected. You didn't elect him. You didn't elect them to run roughshod over you. You know, this is why I always say all the time, you know, when you're talking about paying taxes, this is another oxymoron. We are giving these bastards money to screw us. This is what we're doing. Money isn't going to education. The education system's gone to shit. Everyone knows this. The roads aren't being fixed on anymore. Keeping the transfer payments is not happening either. Well, I mean, why do we even have a government? All they've done is legislate themselves into more power because nobody's saying no. Everybody is asleep. They're asleep at the wheel. Oh, I got my shot. I can now travel. I don't care about that guy. I'm going to travel. Oh, I can get to go to a ball game in America. I get to go watch baseball. Oh, I got my shot. This is the stupidity here. You know, it's the stupidity. Oof. Welcome to the world of insanity. You know, again, it's amazing, just amazing. Our democracy is being put on hold, and our way of life has been put on hold, and it ain't going to change anytime soon. I will tell you this straight out. I think more Canadians need to suffer the loss of jobs. This may sound like an oxymoron, but I think, honestly, as a whole, most Canadians have had it so good or have been coddled so long. I think the boom needs to really hit those people really, really, really hard. And I'm not saying that to be mean-spirited. I'm saying that so we can save a country. So we can get back to elected officials that serve the public rather than selected officials that increase their power base to further manipulate more power so that then in the end you'll have nothing and like it according to them, and they'll have everything and they'll like it. Life won't be worth a dime. Nothing. I'm going to change gears a little bit. I'm going to talk about nano silver. Everyone's buying nano silver in the health food industry. They're selling Nano Silver. Oh, there's three brands. I can't remember who they are. And they're promoting 10 part per million to 30 part per million. The label is completely bullshit. Those silver products, if they're on a nanoscale, should be part per billion, not million. And when you get to that level of density with these particulates, they cause all kinds of mayhem. I put the report on here tonight so that everybody can see what nanosilver can do to you, how it can affect your brain, how it can create and impact Huntington's disease, Parkinson's disease. You know, in the shows in the past, I've told you that the amyloid proteins that they're talking about that's causing the brain issues like dementia and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's is a result of this protein. Again, a protein, a protein. Well, the protein wouldn't show up if the materials were not trying to hack the brain. Imagine that. Hacking the brain. And silver, according to them, is one of the worst nanometal out there. And they are perpetrating and selling this as a health food. Imagine the health food industry doing something like that to the general population. Imagine that. Just imagine that. Let me read this real quick. Among documented potential harms to human health, in vitro in a test tube, studies demonstrate that nanosilver is toxic to mammalian liver cells, stem cells, and even brain cells. Well, there are a lot of people out there that don't have brain cells, so it just might fill in some space with those people. One 2009 study discovered the absorption of nanosilver may interfere with the replication of DNA molecules, potentially creating genetic mutation. Can you imagine that? Being sold in a health food store. Wow. So I don't carry it. That's why I showed you how to make your own. Micron, not nano. Two other studies have demonstrated the exposure to nanosilver can reduce mitochondrial function. That's the powerhouse of the cell. The number of diseases associated with mitochondrial malfunction is increasing and includes Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Huntington's disease. Can you imagine that? But we got studies over here showing you how good and wonderful it is. Look what it does to this. Look what it, oh man, but look what that's going to do to you. Same thing would apply to carbon C60. Same thing would apply to zeolite. Same thing would apply to any of these things. Anybody who's perpetrating the sales of these products absolutely has no effing idea what they're selling. You couldn't have. You couldn't be aware and still sell the stuff. But this is what they have been perpetrating as health. And again, don't think for 1 minute on any level that the health food industry today is an ethical and moral industry. It isn't. There are a lot of good people that want to work in these industries thinking that they're going to do a service to help men and women find health. That is very commendable. But that is not a health food industry. Those are people that work in the health food industry that actually want to create the right dynamic to help people find and sustain and maintain their health. That is absolutely honorable. But the shit for brain industry, they call a health industry, is nothing more than a con. And this is why I keep telling everybody needs to read and understand what they're reading on those labels. Because if you don't understand it, don't buy it. You have no idea how many emails I get regularly through the week telling me what they're taking for what they think they should be taking. And then when I ask them where they got this information from, That becomes more entertaining. Well, they read it right on the ad. The ad said it does this, this, and this. I'm like, oh, geez. And then when I tell them to read the labels, I also tell them, don't just read from A to Z. Oh, look, this vitamin's got all this stuff in it. Oh, look at what it's got. And say, okay, now look at the other ingredients. They start reading the other ingredients, and what did they find? Oh, man, this shit's poison. Why did they put this in the vitamin? This is why I tell everybody, buy everything in bulk. You know, that's why I got the coupon up there for Bulk Bar, so you can go and get the stuff there. I mean, look, I always tell everybody, I'm showing people how to make your own supplements, how to even figure out the ratios of what you're putting into them. You have to understand that we are not living in an ethical and moral system. We are living in a place where selected leaders use our resources that we give them to kill off the general population. That's the reality we're living in today. You have to wonder, who actually believes Trudeau? Who actually believes Mr. Trudeau? Who? Who? The impression we get is that the general population, you know, or a lot of the general population still like him based on the staged events that they've created to give him that edge to look like a winning whatever. In reality, he's not a winner. None of them are. Think in that term, selected, not elected. Think in the terms of those that you're selecting are now electing to increase their power base further, separating themselves from the general population. I often wonder sometimes when they get to a certain point, and the population now has been sacrificed at whatever numbers that they want them down to. I wonder what's going to happen to these guys. I wonder how long, how useful they're going to be after this is all said and done. I kind of wonder. I mean, historically in the past, we have always seen that those who got people in power or have shifted the power base wound up eventually getting killed. It's horrific what we're seeing today in regarding to what we assume to be a government of Canada. Now we have to assume that they're not a government for Canada, just a power base is being controlled from an outside source. You know, we're losing our rights. We have to fight for every right. There is some debate whether or not the fight is legit or not, or another entertainment. That's, again, time will tell for sure. But we are now in dire, dire need to understand that we are not dealing with people with a full deck. What we're dealing with is a people that may not be people. Let's call it what it is. Maybe they're not people, you know. And the fact that they can just violate, you know, another day, create a discrepancy, or whatever they want, whatever they want to use to create any kind of discrepancy or distortion. You know, this is what they're doing. I think everybody needs to start looking at the tech part of this and where this is going technologically. Somebody sent me this. A rogue killer drone hunted down some people. The drone accessed the program. It's like that Monsters of Men. If you haven't watched the Monsters of Men trailer, go watch that, because that's where we are today. And today they were saying how a drone had again went off on its own to target somebody or something. Not the first time this has happened. J-Tux AI is killing us. He was talking about a military demonstration when one of the robots went rogue and pointed the gun at the commanding officer. If it wasn't for a guy had seen what was going on to knock the robot on its side, that officer would have been dead. The AI took control, and the AI decided that this person was a hostile, and he was going to take him out. Now they want to put these in the airplanes. They've got airplanes up in the air flying. Not just drones, airplanes. And they can fly and they're just as maneuverable as having a pilot fly. The drawback with using robots to fight, or using any of this technology to fight, what happens when you erase the program? What happens when you take the program out of commission? What happens? These are things that make me go bump in the night. I think about these things and think, wow, we're going to be in for a fun ride, those of us who are awake. Those of us who are not awake and you have taken the injectable, oh ho ho, the fun has just begun. You know, the fun has just begun. There is a section in Revelations, I believe, where people will be praying because they would have been marked. And in the marking would not allow them to die. And they were begging to be released from life. I wonder if those times are coming around again. I'm just wondering. I am wondering if this is what is going to happen. That we are going to see this situation. I think we are. I think we're going to see the situation where people are going to be begging to die and they won't be able to because the AI will keep them animated through the technology that's been inserted inside their bodies. That's my take on what's coming down. We're looking at that. Where if we start looking at these things in terms of what we're seeing in compared to what and how it's written, you might be able to see things that you normally would never have saw. Just a concept. Just an idea. Well, I want to hit on this real quick. I got people sending me emails about their research and how they can't find a certain research. And then they write me some nonsense. Well, if I can't find it, I'm just going to say that you... this is just your opinion, or this is that. Then when I asked them, did you actually use Google or did you actually do your own search? And yeah, it says because Google is, and I'll say this again, Google is a shitty search engine. Really is. So is DuckDuckGo, so is Pronto, so is Yahoo, I mean whatever. Get a blank page and just type your query in the URL. It's now no longer going to restrict you to whatever Google wants. You may find something in the PDF search engine. You may be able to find something in the DOC search engine. You may find something in some military sites, manufacturing sites, industrial sites, medical sites, university sites that you would not normally find in Google. You know, so understand that we're no longer needing to use Google. Google is a search engine. If you want to sell something, it's great for selling stuff. You will get a good market aspect there, but you are not, by any stretch of the imagination, going to find any real information there. Most of the first 50 pages are just hacks selling garbage. You know, type in straight in the URL what you're looking for. Don't you? It'll go to wherever it's going to go, and then it'll give you an option. What you can pick. You know, Just a thought, because like I said, I get people all the time saying, well, you know, we looked it up here, we looked it up there, but we didn't find what you said. And I'm saying, yeah, what were you reading? Most of the time it's the marketing page from the people that were selling the stuff. It's a hoot. It's just a hoot. It really is just a hoot. So anyway, do yourself a favor. Search on your own. Even if you open up Google or Yahoo or whatever you open up, just highlight the top, erase it, and then put in the URL what you're looking for. Just type in the question. You might be surprised what you'll get. Just a thought. Just a thought. Let's see where we are. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to wind her down tonight a little earlier. I've had a long day, and I'm a little pooped. And I figured I better start winding it down. I'm going to start rambling and then speak Canadian. And somebody will write me saying I got, you know, need to control that Canadian. Today, it's very hard to control Canadian because... What a load of fun we're having in Canada. And it's the same fun that's being held everywhere. I'm not saying that we're any worse than anybody else. We're all at different stages. But to see this, I hate seeing that on our watch, our country's going to die. I hate to see on our watch that the planet is going to die. I really hate to see on our watch that we are going to die because we have, that for the most part, the general population has succumbed to the deception of this fakery, and this is going to be a nightmare. Total nightmare. Alrighty. I always say at the end of these shows, read the gospel. Read what Jesus had to say. I always tell people, read what Jesus had to say. You know, read the book of Revelations, read the letters, understand those things. You know, the more you read them, the more you get the God upload. And the more you start dumping the Matrix download or the demon download, you'll fill up one and empty the other. Just a thought. So check out what Christ had to say. You know, learn. Don't allow anything to keep you in a state of being narrow or isolated in regarding to anything. Read everything. And then assess everything based on what you read. I do that sometimes. I will read the scriptural reference. I see the technological aspect that validates the biblical reference. And I'll read certain things, you know, and then I talk to some of my buddies and they read some of the same stuff. And so we exchange ideas, you know, but it's the concept there is to relate what you're reading in the Gospels, what you're reading in Revelations, what you're reading in the letters to today's times and where we're at and what we're seeing. You might be amazed at what connections you'll make. I got a woman that writes me all the time, and she's made some really good connections on a lot of things that, you know, she's been reading in the Bible, which she can connect to the current time. Just so everybody knows. Okay, just so everybody knows. Alrighty, I also got people on my site, Brian396, you got Sherry Three Hearts Church, you got Deanna Spangola, you got Ty, you got Chai, you got Fiona, you got Kathy, you got Yanni, you got myself, you got Liberty Channel, you got a lot of people there that are trying their best to get you up to snuff. Help them any way you can. Help them either with donations if you can. If you don't have the money, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share the data. Share the links. Share everything and anything that you can to everybody. Alrighty. And on that note, I always say, by the grace of God, we are still here. So till the next section. The next section, next show. Jeez, I'm losing it. To your health. We'll see you then. Take care.